TSN senior reporter and golf analyst Bob Weeks. And Bob, everyone is talking about the slow play on the courses that we're seeing from players. You know, is it as bad and as widespread as it may seem as fans and media grapple this issue?
I mean, it's always been bad. It's getting worse. And I think there are a number of culprits that are pretty well known to most of the PGA Tour players and the guys who follow the PGA Tour. And it's become a it's become more of an issue just because it's going to extreme. Like, the slow players are getting slower, rounds are taking longer. We've had, you know, 5.5 hours, 5.25 hours is kind of standard now. And in a lot of ways, that actually trickles down to the average player out there, because people see the guys on the tour taking a longer time, and so they take longer time lining up putts and things like that. But it's an issue because I think most of the top players are also faster players, and so they're paying the penalty for it in a lot of ways. And they're starting to speak out because there's no penalties being enforced.
What are the penalties at the disposal of, I guess, the marshals and the association?
Yeah, the PGA Tour has rules that basically dictate that for a player who gets out of position, gets timed, and gets timed a second time being slow, they're supposed to add a shot penalty. But the last time anyone got dinged for a shot was 1995. And exactly. Now, they do get fined, but the fines for these guys don't mean anything. It's like, right, you or I getting fined $20 or something like that. You know, when you find a guy who makes $2 or $3 or $4 million a year, $2,000, they don't really care, because they'd rather pay that than lose a stroke, which is could be a much more expensive penalty on a leaderboard. So the officials are just reluctant to dock these players for slow play, even though they're breaking the rules, even though the rules are there, because they don't want to affect the outcome of a tournament. But the other side is that these guys are already affecting the outcome. They're slowing down the other players. They're causing an inconvenience to the players who were in there, and the rules are just simply not being enforced. So, I mean, there's things they can do. And on the European Tour, they've tried actually having a shot clock with every group. So there's a big clock that's hooked up to a golf cart that goes around and follows every group, and each player has 40 seconds to play a shot. And if the clock ticks down to zero before he swings, well, they get dinged a penalty, just like they would sort of in the NBA or something. So there's ways they can get around it, but so far they just haven't decided to do that.
Bob Weeks, TSN senior reporter and golf analyst, talking about the slow play we find and see a lot of people discussing around the PGA Tour. So what is their reluctance? Is it just the fact they don't want to embarrass the players? Because I think it's more embarrassing to have top players talking about it all the time, and rather than worrying about a guy who's maybe a middling to just above average player and put that guy, you know, in his place, which is again to pick up the pace.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's a little bit of that for sure. It's you know, it's obviously, there's obviously some kind of an unwritten rule amongst the PGA Tour officials that's come down from the top and saying, look, don't assess any stroke penalties to these guys. Obviously, if it's been this long since they've actually put it into play, then something would happen otherwise. So, I mean, there's a group policy. Now, the PGA Tour, in reaction to all this, has come out and said, okay, look, we'll look at it. They have some technology called ShotLink technology, which golf fans might know is basically tracking of every single shot that happens out there. So they can use that, put that to their disposal. I think this is maybe finally coming to a head when you have guys like Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy speaking out and talking about this. You know, I think it's becoming sort of too big to overlook. And I think sponsors are starting to talk about it a little bit as well. When you start getting into the PGA Tour's big pocket, then they might take notice. So it's supposed to be a players run tour. The players are kind of speaking out, and if nothing happens, it's just going to keep going that way. And it's going to keep getting worse and worse and louder in the criticism.
Has it affected viewership for the people watching at home, Bob?
Well, it does, because in a lot of cases, you know, especially Thursday and Friday, when you got a full field before the cut's made, you know, the rounds are taking so long that in a lot of cases the rounds are suspended, or if there's an hour rain delay, they have to carry it over to the next day. So that affects people who want to watch, people who want to enjoy the game. And I don't think anybody wants to sit there and watch Bryson DeChambeau take two minutes and 20 seconds to hit an 8-foot putt, as we saw last week. You know, whether you're watching at home or you're watching in person or you're like me and you're covering it, it becomes a bit frustrating to have to sit through that. And you know, almost every other sport is putting in position things to speed the game up. You know, you've got time clocks in the NBA. You've got time clocks in curling, for that matter. You've got, you've got Major League Baseball now is limiting the time that a pitcher can stop between pitches. So everyone's trying to speed things up because we want condensed action. The PGA Tour is the one that still sticks out as not really doing anything yet.
Bob Weeks joins us, TSN senior reporter and golf analyst. Bob, let's talk about the players that are playing. And a person that I'm very interested to know where you think his game is at is Jordan Spieth. It seems like he peaked, and now he's kind of, you know, coming down a little bit. What is the issue with his game specifically this past season?
Well, there's been sort of periods where he's gone through. Last year, he really struggled with the putter, but he's actually kind of ironed that out. The last little while, it's really been his driver, and PGA Tour players will tell you, you know, if they're missing one way, if they're constantly hitting it to the left, then it's an easy fix. You can say, okay, I must be doing one thing that's causing that. Mm-hmm. But for Jordan Spieth, he's got what they call a two-way miss going. So he doesn't know which way he's going. It's either going left or it's going right. It's just not very often going where he wants it to go. And so he's struggling a little bit trying to fix that. He's getting better. He's had some really good rounds over the last few weeks. And really the latter half of this year, he's played some pretty decent golf. But it's just not the kind of level that we were accustomed to with Jordan Spieth when he was winning all those major championships 2 and 3 years ago. So he's got a long way to get back. It's tough to, you know, once you're at that top level, it's tough to keep your game there. And that, I mean, any guy who goes out and plays on the weekend or woman who goes out and plays on the weekend knows that, you know, it's tough to play great golf consistently, whether you're on the PGA Tour or playing your weekend Saturday round. And that's what's happening to Jordan Spieth. He's just not able to fire perfectly like he was before. And so now he's struggling. But it's mostly right now it's the driver. If he can keep the driver in play, you know, then he's not so bad.
Jordan Spieth did look indestructible a couple of years ago. Brooks Koepka has looked like that this year. You know, why would we expect him to keep his level up as opposed to maybe seeing a dip in what, you know, has been an amazing year?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's Koepka is a different kind of a golfer than we've seen for a long time. He's really an athletic guy. He's the first kind of physical golfer that I would say. I mean, there's been some before, but he's, when you see this guy in real life, I mean, he looks like a middle linebacker. He's a big guy. He hits the ball a long way. He can dig it out of the deep rough. I mean, he's cocky and arrogant in a confident way, not necessarily a rude way. And I love the way that he carries himself. I love the way he's got confidence in his game. He feels that he can play best in the biggest tournaments, and that's why he's won 4 majors and only 3 regular PGA Tour events. But he, to me, is more sort of the model for what we're going to see coming down the line. You're going to see bigger, stronger, more athletic players. And in some cases, you know, Dustin Johnson fits into that mold. Rory McIlroy, to a certain extent, fits into that mold, where guys can just hit it so far that as long as their wedge game is good and their putters are working, you know, they're going to have a chance to win. And he right now has just found something to play major championship golf like no one else has done in quite a while. And he's on the cusp of becoming a threat. And, well, he's not on the cusp. He is a threat in every major. He tees it up now. He's won 4 in just a little over 2 years. So interesting and fun guy to watch. And I think for him, it's only going to get better.
And one last one for you. You know, who was the player this year you've seen really take a push up that you like what they're going, they're trending the right direction for next year?
Well, a guy I like is Corey Connors, actually. I think, okay, Corey Connors is a Canadian guy. He's played really well. 2 years ago, this guy was playing on the Canadian Tour, you know, playing in places like Halifax and Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver. And now he's up on the PGA Tour. He won the Texas Open this year. He's got a really good chance to make it to the Tour Championship, and if he does that, he basically will get into all 4 majors and the World Golf Championship events. So he's really taken his game to an elite level where he's playing week in and week out against the best players. He's a super, super smart guy, very, very intelligent. He's got a swing that's very repetitive, and it's just basically he hits it in the middle of the fairway, he hits it in the middle of the green, and if his putter is working, then he's going to have a great week. He's just a consistent ball striker, and I'd love to see him get into the Tour Championship, which he's got a very good chance to do this week at the BMW, and we'll see him rise up into all those 4 majors next year.
Bob, love taking some time with you. Thoughts on golf was fantastic. We'll talk to you again as we get going for next year.
Sounds good.